Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. There was more unrest last night in a suburb of Minneapolis after the killing of a black man during a traffic stop over the weekend. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
Protesters are demanding an independent investigation into the killing of Dante Wright. Kim Potter, the police officer who shot him, resigned from her position, as did Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon. The city's mayor, Mike Elliott, said he hoped the resignations would bring some calm.
Although, I think ultimately people want justice. They want, you know, full accountability under the law. And so that's what we're going to continue to work for.
Last night, law enforcement in riot gear used force, tear gas, projectiles, flashbangs on a large crowd outside the fence that surrounds the Brooklyn Center Police Department, as some members of the crowd responded throwing bottles and other objects. It apparently all started after some in the crowd shook the fencing. Dozens were arrested. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Minneapolis.
The murder trial of Derek Chauvin resumes in Minneapolis this morning. The former police officer is charged in the killing of George Floyd last year. He knelt on Floyd's neck for several minutes. The defense began its case yesterday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet today to further review reports of rare blood clots associated with the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Johnson & Johnson. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the meeting comes a day after the CDC and the Food and Drug Administration recommended pausing the use of the vaccine.
The FDA says the review is expected to take several days, but could extend longer, depending on what the agency learns. The decision to pause the use of the J&J vaccine follows half a dozen reports of a rare type of blood clot that occurred after the single-dose shot was administered. The CDC says the delay will allow it to further review these cases and assess their potential significance.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. A bill that would establish a commission to study reparations for slavery is moving closer to a vote on the House floor after being stalled for nearly three decades. NPR's Juana Summers reports.
The bill would create a commission to develop proposals to address the lingering effects of slavery and consider a national apology for the harm caused. The House bill's lead sponsor, Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee, says the descendants of slaves still suffer today from the legacy of that system.
We think it will be cleansing for this nation, and we think that it will be a step moving America forward. See us debate this question on the floor of the House.
If the bill passes the House, it then faces a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. The White House has said that President Biden supports a reparations study, but has not yet said whether President Biden would sign this bill. Juana Summers, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Capitol Police Inspector General has concluded the force was unprepared for the January 6th insurrection because of management missteps and equipment problems. The report says improperly stored shields shattered on impact and expired weapons couldn't be used. The report finds the deficiencies were and remain widespread. In a move that's likely to inflame U.S. tensions with China, President Biden has sent three envoys to Taiwan on a trip designed to send an important signal about the U.S. commitment to Taiwan and its democracy. NPR's John Ruich reports.
The delegation includes former U.S. Senator Chris Dodd and former Deputy Secretaries of State Richard Armitage and James Steinberg. The official says the trip comes as the U.S. and Taiwan mark the 42nd anniversary of the Taiwan Relations Act. That law has underpinned U.S.-Taiwan interaction since 1979. That year, Washington cut diplomatic ties with the island and established relations with Beijing. In recent months, the Chinese government has cranked up pressure on Taiwan and military activity near it. The Biden administration has urged Beijing to dial it down, but that hasn't happened. On Friday, the State Department issued new guidance encouraging contact between the U.S. and Taiwan governments, albeit at an unofficial level. John Ruich, NPR News.
Health officials in India are concerned a Hindu pilgrimage could become a super spreader event, as the country is already experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases. Millions are crowding the banks of the Ganges River for a ritual bathing thought to bring good fortune. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.